Diary, April 1868. April 1st to 30th, 1868. Greenville, Michigan. At home. A rose, weary, but determined not to succumb to poor feelings. Walked out. Attended prayers. Ate breakfast. Rode to Greenville. Wrote for several hours. After dinner, walked out. Read a letter received from Sister Maynard. She confessed her wrong feelings because reproved. Her letter appears well. Have written several pages in the afternoon. Rode to Greenville in the evening. Quite a cool evening. It has been a beautiful day. We feel a weight upon us for the people of God. We desire wisdom and judgment, that we may labor with wisdom in the church. My husband is laboring out of doors considerably. He gets quite weary, yet loves to labor in the open air. Greenville, at home. Arose and engaged in prayer. Walked out. United in family prayer. Took breakfast. Prepared manuscript for printer. Lay down and got a good, refreshing nap. My husband has worked outdoors considerably and written some. Received our mail. Letters from Brethren Bell and Amidon, also Edson. $5 received from Sister Straw for Brother Fuller. $2 from Brother Smith for life incidents. My head troubles me considerably. It is a very cold day, although the 2nd of April. Our painter is in the parlor bedroom. I have written to Brother Andrews 6 pages. Cut out Willie a coat from a pair of his father's old pants. Greenville, at home. We arose after having a good night's rest. James had a numbness which startled him in the night. We prayed to the Lord for relief, and he slept well after that. We united in prayer together, earnestly desiring the Spirit of God and a true sense of the character of the work to abide upon us. Took breakfast and united with the family in their devotions. We prepared matter for printers. Sister Wilson called in a short time. Brother Noyce came to work upon the cistern. Took dinner with us. I tried to write. Had some liberty. At the commencement of the Sabbath, had a special season of earnest prayer unto God for a greater measure of His Holy Spirit. We feel like dedicating ourselves anew unto the work. Oh, for strength and wisdom, and a sanctified judgment that we may move in the order of God. Greenville, at home. Rested well through the night. We engaged in our season of prayer together for the blessing of God to attend us in our labors. Took breakfast, then united with the family in our devotions. Attended meeting. Found quite a number gathered together. Mr. Berridge and his brother-in-law were present. My husband spoke on these words. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat, etc. Matthew 25, verse 34-35. He made close application of the subject. I followed and felt an earnestness of spirit. The subject was a great and an important one, and neglected everywhere. Oh, may God arouse His people to know and to do their duty. There have been some sad neglects in the church here. Humble confessions were made. The dear children bore their testimony with many tears. Brother Strong tarried with us overnight. Greenville, at home. Arose refreshed with sleep. United with my husband in earnest prayer for more of the grace of God. A great and responsible work is before us. We feel the need of a deeper work of grace in our hearts, that we may be fitted up for this important work. attended meeting. My husband and myself bore a plain testimony in regard to selfishness, caring for self and neglecting the needy, the widow, and the fatherless. Quite a number of testimonies were born. Confessions were made. A business meeting followed. I left to get a little rest. Brother Fargo took dinner with us, also brother and sister Noyce. Our table is always full. I would not have it otherwise. Wrote several pages to Brother Walker. We had a good season of prayer. Brother Strong left us for Orleans. Brother Fargo is going to Battle Creek. Brother Corliss carried the mail to Greenville. Greenville, at home. Arose refreshed with sleep. United with my husband in a season of prayer for a renewal of strength and grace from God. We had some evidence the Lord heard us. After uniting in devotion with the family, took breakfast. Brother Barnes left to go to find customers for stencil cutting. We told him to consider our house his home, his headquarters. Poor boy, we feel an interest for him. Sister Maynard called, made some acknowledgments. We feel nothing but love for her and her dear family, and have an earnest desire to do them good, aid them in the work of overcoming. My husband, Willie, and self went to Orleans. Found Brother King improving fast. We got from them 2 bags of apples, a few beans, a bushel of potatoes, parsnips, and a few quarts of better onions from William Wilson. On our way, we met Brother Merritt Kellogg. He went on to our home at Greenville. We returned home as soon as we could. We had an interesting interview with Brother Kellogg. Mr. Whitfield and neighbor Slauson called on business in regard to building line fence. Greenville. At home. Arose as well as usual. We had a good night's rest. We united our petitions to God for his special protecting care through the day. United in family prayer. As soon as we had eaten our breakfast, my husband, accompanied by Brother Kellogg, went to Greenville. Came back with surveyor to ascertain in regard to road. Sister Strong went to Greenville. I felt very poorly through the day. Wrote 6 pages in the afternoon. I am in a poor condition to write. Shall have to lay by my writing until I am in better health. Greenville. At home. Arose as well as could be expected. We united in prayer together. It is a blustering, stormy day. United in prayer at the family altar. After breakfast, my husband and Brother Kellogg rode to Greenville. Brought back several letters. Brother Kellogg cut windows through above the piazza in my unfinished chamber. I felt much pleased in having this job completed. We can now have air from the south as well as east and north. Greenville. At home. Unable to write. Quite sick all day. Sister Maynard called on her way to visit Brother Groves. I gave them a page of writing for them. This is a difficult case. We hardly know how to manage it. Purchased dried apples of Sister Maynard. It is cold weather. Man went for plaster for us. Greenville. At home. Sick today. Could write a little. Wrote for the paper something in reference to the death of Sister Nichols and my father. This wearied me. Read for my husband in reference to life incidents. Got very weary. In afternoon, all hands engaged in building hencoop and yard. Brother George Barnes returned to his home to spend Sabbath and first day. Sister Maynard called. Greenville. At home. Sick with nervous headache. It rains hard. We decided not to attend meeting. Brother Kellogg and Corliss, rode to Orleans. I slept 3 hours. When they returned, they reported a very profitable meeting. About 20 present to hear. Brother Kellogg spoke upon health reform. Had good attention. In the evening, had quite a long talk with Brother Kellogg upon things in our experience. Greenville. At home. I am not well. My head is tired. Sister Julia had severe pain in her breast. Gave her fomentations. She sweated considerably. Gave her general bath. She was relieved somewhat, but not free. Brother Kellogg and Louisa are cooks today. Brother Kellogg gave my husband treatment, manipulation. I dictated for my husband to write. Sister Maynard called, had a pleasant interview. Julia was not much better. Gave her sitz bath and fomentation, alternating with cold. Sister Maynard assisted me. I was not well myself, and this extra labor was a severe tax upon my already exhausted strength. At night, put compress on the lungs. Greenville. At home. Arose feeling very languid. We united in prayer to God for strength. We feel that we cannot be denied of this strength to devote to the service of God. My husband and Brother Kellogg went to Greenville. Brought a box and bundle from Express. While they were absent, I took a general bath and lay down to rest. After dinner, I was very busy, taking care of the shrubbery and roots from Battle Creek. The sisters have been very liberal with me in sending me roots and flowers. Wrote several letters. Arranged testimonies for Bushnell and Wright. Sent 8 pages to Jenny. When I retired to rest, I suffered with soreness of the stomach. Julia cut out Sonia a dress. John went for a load of lumber. Greenville. At home. Arose with a sense of great languor. Again cried unto God for strength, which I so much need. After breakfast, rode to Greenville. Purchased a hat for Sonia, a very neat hat. Paid $1. Wrote 4 pages to Brother Merrill. Rested a little before dinner. Rode down to Brother Fargo's with my husband to bring Willie home. Met him on the way. He had walked 1.5 miles. Took him in and went on to Brother Fargo's. Got grass seed, bagasse, and currant bush. It has rained all day. Cut out lining to dress, skirt, and pants for Sonia. Her brother, Lavina, came last night. Walked most of the way on foot. We are having now quite a large family. If we only enjoy the blessing of God, all will go well. Greenville. At home. Arose at 4:15. I felt very languid. We united together to implore our Heavenly Father for strength to do the work in His vineyard we see before us to do. Thursday, April 16th. No entry. Greenville. At home. I rode down to Greenville with my husband and found Brother Merrill. He told us to call at his house, for Brother Cornell was there, designing to go to our place. We took him in our carriage and returned home. It was a cold, raw day. We felt sad to learn of Brother Cornell that the enemy is at work at Tittabawassee. He is going to their help. The health reform is stumbling some of them. We had an interesting conversation with Brother Cornell. My health is poor, quite poor. I am wholly unfitted to engage in meeting. Brother Kellogg is at work, useful here and there. Greenville. At home. I arose feeling very weak. Attended meeting. My husband spoke in the forenoon. I followed, saying a few words. We both dwelt upon doing, working, feeling an interest for others. We had freedom in speaking, although I spoke in great weakness. In the afternoon, Brother Cornell preached to the acceptance of the people. We had quite a large number at dinner, we feel that the people must extend their usefulness, be less self-caring, and more unselfish in their labor. Greenville. At home. We feel very worn. In the forenoon, we did not attend meeting as some desired a special interview. Greenville. At home. The meeting has been a severe tax upon me. We had plowing done, made beds to put my flowers sent from Battle Creek, sowed peas of a nice quality. I was busy indoors and out all day and was tired all the time. Greenville. At home. Brother Kellogg left today with his son and the fatherless boy of Sister McClure. We were sorry to have Brother Kellogg leave. We think much of him. We rode to Greenville and got the mail. My husband is very busy with Brother Corliss, working out of doors. Brother Strong called, helped them sow clover seed. Left in a few hours to return to Orleans. Brother Rust called to take him back. Our apple trees have come. We cannot set them. Must leave that for others to do. Greenville. At home. We are preparing to leave for Wright. I am not well. Have felt exceedingly wearied ever since the meeting in this place. I have had a singular turn. Fainted, and when I came to myself, every nerve, muscle, and bone in my body seemed sore. The prospect looks dark about going to Wright and Monterey. Oh, that the Lord would give me strength to do the work before me. Sister Noyce called just before I had my attack of illness. Greenville. At home. I am very weak. Dare not engage in anything. Sister Strong is helping me, and I keep very quiet. Dare not exercise, physically or mentally. Today tried to give directions to Julia to get my things together and pack, for I dare not go anywhere or scarcely think of anything. My weakness is very great. I try to trust in the Lord, try to believe I shall have strength according to my day, shall attempt to work, and God will be to me a present help in time of need. James is working too hard. He feels his labor. He has strange sensations nights. We are both laboring far beyond our strength. Greenville. At home. We arose feeling quite weak, but we prepared to commence our journey to Wright. It is a cold, raw day. Looks like rain. We found the roads better than we expected. We got along very well until we took a wrong road. Went 5 miles out of the way over a very bad road. We found a convenient spot, and we stopped our team and prepared to take our dinner. While James was unharnessing the team, I was building a fire. Had a large, roaring fire in a short time. We were somewhat chilled, but we became warm in a short time. We enjoyed our dinner. It commenced to rain before we had again started on our journey, yet we got along very well. Met Brother Kellogg at Brother Root's gate. A few minutes after the sun had set, we were too weary to sit in our chairs and hastened to bed. Right. My husband spoke upon the subject. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1, verse 27. The Methodist minister and his wife came out to hear. They took dinner at Brother Root's. We think it very doubtful whether they will ever take hold of the truth. We see in them spiritual pride, self-righteousness. In the afternoon, my husband spoke again, a short period. I then spoke upon the vine and the branches, in John 15:1. I had freedom and spoke quite at length, and we hope our labors through the day have not been in vain. We attended meeting in the evening to hear the lecture that Brother Kellogg gave, but I lay down on the hard seat and slept. We were too weary to sit up. Right. Attended meeting. My husband spoke in the forenoon upon the 10th of Revelation, the angel with the little book open, swearing that time shall be no longer. Revelation 10, verse 2 to 6. It was an interesting subject. I spoke in the afternoon upon brotherly love. I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat, thirsty, etc. Matthew 25, verse 42. I was quite free. After meeting closed, we went 2 miles to the water and baptized 8. Brother Kellogg spoke in the evening upon the health question. I was too weary to go out. We feel an interest for the people. Right. Arose and sought the Lord in prayer. We went to Grand Rapids. Brother Kellogg accompanied us. It was a beautiful day. My husband bought a hat. I had a close search for the same. Found one I could wear. We then returned home. Took our dinner in the carriage. Enjoyed it. After we returned, visited Brother Edgar to get strawberry vines and raspberry bushes of a choice kind. While my husband was engaged in this work, we took the team, took in Sister McPherson and Edgar, and visited Sister Packard, an afflicted sister. She has been unable to walk for years. She is in deep affliction, has but a few days to live. Conversed and prayed with her. Visited Brother Kramer. Got strawberry plants and raspberry bush. Returned to Brother Roots. Trimmed my hat. Have been very busy all day. Hope we have done some good. Right. Arose early. Rode down to Berlin to get a box expressed to Greenville. Agent was gone. Brought it back again. Rode over to Brother McDearman's. Tarried a while. Went across the fields to Jarvis Munsell's. He was not at home. Sought to give her some good advice in regard to her husband, not to retaliate when he rages against her. Sister M is making shirts for my husband. Went to Brother McDearman's. Gave Emma, who is quite sick, a pack, then a dripping sheet, and a thorough rubbing of the surface of the whole body. It worked like a charm. She improved quite fast after this treatment. Took dinner at Brother McDearman's. Brother Kellogg was with us. Right. Arose early at Brother Root's. Had the horses harnessed and went to Brother McPherson's to take our breakfast. It is a rainy, cold morning. Brother Kellogg spent the night at Brother McPherson's. We had an appointment to meet Jarvis Munsell at his house at 10 o'clock. We rode over in the rain. Brother Edgar and Root accompanied us. We had to say some plain things to him. Poor man. He is miserable himself, and makes his wife and children worse than miserable. We pity Sister Munsell sincerely. The brethren felt that they had had too much sympathy for him and too little for her. Attended business meeting in afternoon, but few were out, for it rained a shower. But all felt that our meeting was profitable indeed. Closed up well to the profit of all. Brother McDearman gave us a cake of sugar. Right. Arose at 4 o'clock and prepared for our journey to Monterey. Helped Sister Root get breakfast and packed our things for our journey. We made a short tarry at Brother McPherson's to get our dinner basket. I felt unprepared to journey. Was very weary and rode in much discomfort all day. We took our dinner in the carriage. The roads were exceedingly rough. The day was raw and cold. We passed the house of Brother Pierce's. They welcomed us, urged us to stay the night. I lay down and fell asleep. When I awoke, we left to journey on. Our wagon broke going over the rough log ways. I felt all day much depressed in spirit. Did not speak as carefully and as cheerfully as I ought. Confessed this before leaving the carriage. Felt relieved. As soon as we became warm, I lay down, completely exhausted, and slept soundly until awakened to retire to bed.